Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God and is dedicated to restoring original Christianity today. What is the truth of the Bible? What does the Bible teach us? And what is God's message for us today? Now, we've been covering about Satan the devil. Have you ever considered this? Did you know you live in Satan's world? And do you know that you follow many of the things that he takes you away from God with? You ever thought about that? Do you consider yourself to be honest and an upright person? Do you love the truth? Do you practice the truth? Do you believe the truth? Do you believe God? What do you think about the society around us? Obsessed with sex and crime? Those who were supposed to be good Christians and the churches who were supposed to be Christian, as we have documented in the book, Lord, What Should I Do?, are becoming empty. Why? Because they're not sticking with the truth of God. They want to hear interesting things. And living in this electronic age, we have everything at our fingertips, don't we? We can even have smartphones and, hey, we can download anything. But what has it done to people's minds and emotions? How do we get out of the trap of this world, which is Satan's world, and is an occult world, actually run by, as the Bible would say, sorcery, witchcraft? Did you know that even in the Air Force Academy in Colorado, that witchcraft is an accepted religion? They're called Wiccans today. Oh, but of course, these are good witches. Have you ever heard of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Well, let's come to Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and let's see how we can sort all of this out in our lives. Let's see some of the things that God says we are not to do, and how we can find ourselves so we can recover from these things and come out from underneath them. That's why God is always there. You can come to God anytime you want, but you have to come to God. You have to yield to Him. You have to seek Him. You have to seek His Word. Now today, there are so many occult things out there in the world and entertainment. It is absolutely amazing. Now, let me read some scripture here, Isaiah 8 and verse 19. When they shall say to you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits and to wizards that peep and mutter. Should not a people seek unto their God, and should not the dead be sought on behalf of the living? Well, you know, that's exactly what's going on today. There's even a television program called Haunted, teaching people how to find haunted houses so they can become possessed, possessed of the devil, right on public television. That's not to say anything about all of the crime and all the pornography and everything that is right on public television. Now, also think about this for a minute. In the field of entertainment, do we not start our children on the occult track right from day one? Oh, well, I wouldn't do that. Question, do your children watch television? Do they watch cartoons? Do they watch the Disney Channel? Oh, well, Walt Disney was such a wonderful man. Yes, indeed. But you know, he's the largest purveyor of introductory witchcraft in the world, outside of the Harry Potter movies. Look at all of his movies. They have magic. They have witches. Even going clear back to the Hallmark one, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Oh, what a wonderful movie that was. Well, it introduced people into witchcraft, didn't it? Now what do they have? Well, one of the movies I saw years ago was Puff, Magic Dragon. and it was nothing but fun and games and really wonderful things. The good side of the dragon. Well, the Bible says that evil dragon, Satan the devil, the hare coming after wizards that peep and mutter. Isn't this good entertainment? Isn't this wonderful for the children? Oh, yes, we must make the story come out good at the end, right? Well, what about people who become possessed and insane? Is that good? What about people who give themselves over to those practices? Is that good? You know, when the Harry Potter movies came out, they had children going online looking for good witchcraft, wanting to know all about it. See, because the world has long forgotten what God has said. The world has thrown away the Word of God. And now with the new NIV 2011, now they're getting a watered-down satanic version of the Word of God that is so bland it's almost incredibly unreal. Changes all the doctrines. Let's come here to Deuteronomy 18, and let's see what God says that we should not do. Now, here's something we need to realize. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he brought them out of an occult society. And everything you watch about the Egyptian documentaries and things like this, and the pyramids and the mummies and their practices, it's all about witchcraft. It's all about sorcery. So God brought them out of that kind of thing. And he told them, you're not going to do those things to me. Verse 9, Deuteronomy 18. When you come into the land which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not learn to do according to the abominations of those nations. What were those abominations? What does God call an abomination? Well, what some people call as fun and games is an abomination to God. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or a fortune teller, or a witch. What do we have today? Oh, one of the big things for people today is go try walking on hot coals if you have faith. You can do it. See, you've got to psych up your mind. No one has asked the question, how many demon spirits are there to further this activity along? God says you shall not do it. Uses divination. What is divination? Ever heard of an Ouija board? We've got in the book here, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which we have a whole chapter of the occult in entertainment. It's in the movies, it's in television, it is in all of the rock bands, it is in the language, it is in everything. So do your children do these things? And if they do, you wonder why they're rebellious? Who are they following? What are they doing? What are their friends doing? Do you really know their friends? Do you really know where they are? Do you really know what they're doing? Adults do these things too. Or a fortune teller, or a witch, or a charmer, consulter with familiar spirits, talking to lost relatives, conjuring up the spirit of loved ones, having spiritual power. Now, we teach our children this even in ads, don't they? They have the good talker on this side and the evil talker on this side, yes, don't they? Have you ever seen those ads? That's familiar spirit. That's teaching people to give in to Satan the devil, who is the prince of the power of the air and puts thoughts into people's minds. Have you ever been going along and all of a sudden there's an evil thought coming to your mind? You ever ask the question, where'd that come from? How'd that get there? Well, maybe it came from some of the television you watched. Well, who's the spirit behind it to produce it? Now notice, or a wizard or one who seeks oracles from the dead. Oh yes, let's get in this dark room and have candles and hold hands, and we'll all mutter and peep until we get the spirits coming in. That can lead to demon possession. That can lead to Satan worship. It's quite an amazing thing. Now notice what it says here. Verse 12, "For all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord your God drives them out from before you." You're to be blameless before the Lord your God. That means not get involved in any of these things. Now listen. Verse 14 says, "For these nations whom you shall possess, hearken to observers of times and to diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not allowed you to do so." They need to understand that. God doesn't want that. Yet it's part of the world, isn't it? Yes, it's something. Now, let me just give you a sample of some of these things from the book Cold Holidays or God's Holy Days, which all started out with Rosemary's Baby, developed into another one called Deliverance, included graphic mutilation, sodomy by crazed hillbillies upon an unsuspecting group of wilderness adventures, the influential and acclaimed independent sleeper horror classic Halloween, with its creepy soundtrack, featured knife-wielding killer of teenage babysitters. Exorcist. Exorcist 2. Exorcist 3. Exorcist the Beginning. And then we have Poltergeist. Omen. Damien Omen 2. The Final Conflict. Omen 4. Awakening in 1991, The Devil's Advocate. There's one out there, The Craft, showing high school girls how to become witches. And you know, after the Harry Potter movies, kids would get together and they would cast spells upon their parents. God says you shall not do that, but look, here it is. Then you have the movies of 2004, Hellraiser, Deader, Hellboy, Yu-Gi-Ho, that is yoga, and yoga and Eastern religion are all a part of that. Harry Potter and the Prisoner from Azkaban, Riding the Bullet, Dream Warrior, Darkness, 2005, Elektra, come out, wherever you are. Boogeyman. Son of the Mask. Twitches. 2006. Slither. Ritual. Soul Searcher. Conversations with God. One of the worst books because those are conversations with Satan the devil. Saying, there's no sin, whatever you do. If you feel good about it, well, that's good. See? All of these things mislead people. Think about what your children have. Do you allow your children to have a cell phone or a smartphone? What are they into? What are they watching? What are they texting to their friends? What pictures are they sending? What are they doing? You have Satan the devil right in the palm of your hand. And isn't there a song that says, he's got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hands. And what is that? That's nothing but an ode to Satan the devil. And it says in the last verse of 1 John the 5th chapter that the whole world is under the power of the wicked one, Satan the devil. Look at the society. Look at the sex mores of people. Look at how they dress. Look at what they watch. Look at what they put into their minds. What do you put into your mind? What do you allow to go into the minds of your children? Sit down and watch some of those cartoons that you allow your kids to watch, and then you'll see why their behavior is the way that it is. All right? 2007, Alice, Gabriel, Highlander, The Source, The Sin Eater, The Last Mimsy, Rise Bloodhunter, Stardust, Bad Blood, The Dark is Rising, Hallow's Point, wrist cutters. Oh, nothing like vampires. Oh, that's one of the latest movies. Yes, and what have teenage kids gotten into now? Being vampires. Are they easily deceived? Are they easily led astray? That's Satan's world. All right. 2008, there's a whole list of them. And then all about the Harry Potter phenomena. And what it's doing, it is desensitizing the hearts and the minds of children toward evil. And it goes down, 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 even worse. Gets them into aberrant behavior, seeking demons, seeking illicit sex, and all of those things are wrapped up in it. That's Satan's world. That's his world of entertainment. And then we have a testimony in a book here, article by David Meyer, who was once a witch. And he knows where these things come from. So when these things come into the homes of children, no wonder they don't believe in God. No wonder they don't believe in Christ. And when they go to their local church, what do they get? You see, this is Satan's world out there. He has deceived the whole world. How serious is this? By reading these materials, many millions of young people are learning how to work with demon spirits. They are getting to know them by name. Think of that. And of course, in school, they're told, well, you have a little helper up on your shoulder. Just ask your helper. That's demonism. That's witchcraft right in the school. Now, this is quite a book. You need this book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which you need to understand what's happening in this world and what's happening in the lives of people. We'll send it to you free of charge. And this book, Lord, What Should I Do? The whole Christian world is coming apart at the seams, rejecting God the Father and Jesus Christ right and left. And is it any wonder that Jesus said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? See? All right, back here to Isaiah, the 8th chapter. What are we to do? How are we to sort these things out? How are we to be able to find what is right and what is good? First of all, you need to begin believing in the true God. You need to begin obeying him. You need to begin keeping his commandments, and you need to also rebuke any of these things that are influencing you. Cut them off. If they say you're to go after these wizards and these peepings and mutterings, here's the solution, verse 20, to the law and the testimony. That is the law of God, the Old Testament. And the testimony is a prophecy of the New Testament. Now notice what it says here. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So all of these practices need to be rejected. Now, why don't you try this with your family? Try it with yourself. Take a Sabbath day, study the Bible, use church at home, cut off all other television, all other influences. Don't get involved in activities. Take the day to find out about God. Read the Bible. Study the Word of God. We have a lot of things you can download right online, how to study and what to know. Begin to seek God. Take some time in prayer. Take some time to confess your sins. Take some time to really get to know God. That's what you need to do. And that's what this book, Lord, What Should I Do, tells you how to do it and what to do. You see, it's very important because we are coming right down to the close of this age, as we have read, that Satan the devil is the god of this world and the whole world is going to be worshiping him. Will you be one of those? What's going to happen when the final great Antichrist comes, and he's going to come in the power of Satan the devil, and he's going to sweep the whole world right to himself, and Satan is going to be there to promote his man? Satan is going to be there to make it absolutely right and realistic for everyone, because he's deceiving the whole world, isn't he? Let's come here to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Let's see what it tells us. Let's see how that we can get out from underneath the deception of Satan the devil, get out from underneath the lies. And, of course, a lot of them are big, big lies, as we covered last time, following the satanic philosophy of Adolf Hitler. All right. 2 Thessalonians tells us about the epitome of the occult, because the occult is sweeping the world right now, especially caught up with the young people in music and entertainment. Now, there is coming a time when this Antichrist is going to come, and he's going to be such an appealing thing to all human beings, and they're all going to be given over to this deception. And they have all been prepared for it. And this last generation, from the time that they were born. So let's read of this one here. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. The one whose coming is according to the inner working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who are perishing. Now notice the next sentence. The rest of this sentence, because it is important. You say, oh, I don't want to be caught up in all of that satanic evil deception that's coming on the world. All right, there's a way out of it. We're told right here in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, here's how people get hooked into it. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. That's what it gets down to. Do you love the truth? Do you love the truth of the Word of God? Do you want the truth to guide you? You want to overcome your deceitful nature, your carnal nature, all the lies that you have believed, all the lies that you tell yourself, all of the make-believe reality, all of the runaway emotions and the things that come with that. And along with that comes illicit sex, drugs, depression. All of those things come from the world and from Satan the devil, because people do not believe the truth. Do you believe the truth of God? Do you believe the Word of God? Now notice, because they don't believe the truth, what's going to happen? For this cause, God shall send upon them a powerful deception that will cause them to believe the lie. And you know what that big final lie? The bigger the lie. That this man who is the Antichrist is God, manifested in the flesh, come to save the world, come to bring his peace, come to bring his prosperity, come to rule the world. Now we're going to have the 1,000-year reign that Adolf Hitler couldn't have. Well, the Bible shows it's only going to last 3.5 years. And then utter destruction begins, because God's judgment comes upon them. All because they willingly follow Satan the devil. They go along with his world. They believe the lies that he tells. And the bigger the lie, the more people believe it. So you need to begin really proving and studying these things for yourself. You need to come out of this world. You need to come out of this occult age. You need to change the way that you think. You need to begin to think like God. You need to have God's word in your mind and in your heart. That's what God wants, that you can love him with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. And you can do like Jesus did with Satan. Satan, get you behind me. Be gone. Now, we'll talk about some of those things of demon possession later. But this is what we need to do in our lives. And we're down to a time that it's very important that we realize it and understand it. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, where we have hundreds of sermons, audios and videos and transcripts and information for you. We've got a lot of things on Church at Home you can download. Be sure and send for the two books. We'll send them to you at no cost. Cult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? And Lord, what should I do? So once again, this is Fred Coulter saying, thank you for inviting me into your home. Until next time, so long, everyone.